views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Carol Dorian.
And I am Suzanne Evans.
And we are so delighted to be here. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is love. We're going to be discussing attracting love into our life. We're going to be talking about the type of love that we desire to attract. We're going to be talking about the type of love that we have attracted. In this show, we're going to be providing solutions to the reasons that some of us are not attracting the type of relationships that we desire to attract. We're going to be touching on the energy that we are holding on to consciously and unconsciously that is sending out a vibrational frequency, creating the type of relationships that we are inviting into our lives. So I'm going to start by saying that we attract what's been planted consciously or unconsciously. Thoughts, concepts, ideas, experiences. We attract the relationships and people in our life according to our spiritual and emotional health. So be it wounded, healed, balanced, or unbalanced, that is the vibrational frequency that we attract by. So this means that if you want to attract a healthy, loving partner, you must become that healthy person first. And this is not to say that one must be perfect, but it does mean that the kind of energy you project has everything to do with the type of relationship that you attract.
And, you know, Carol, there's something that I would really like to shed some light on to all of our listeners, and something that you got to stop and just take a look at and realize sometimes. What about the people who are putting out the positive energy? There is people that are putting out the right energy, but they are carrying the vibrations of the past. That past energy, those vibrations could be from past relationships, whether it may be a romantic relationship, a relationship with our parents or siblings, a friendship. Throughout our life, there is many relationships that go in and out of our life. A lot of these people, they have done the work. They have learned their lesson. However, they are still drawing in the patterns of the past. They are still drawing in the patterns of their life that was once negative, that the aura is holding on to. But one thing that I want to express to all of our listeners today and everybody out there, there is an answer. There is a solution for all of this. These patterns is not something that we must hold on to. It is important to me for all of our listeners today to know that we can all renew our mind, our body, our spirit, our physical self, our spiritual being. There is a key for all of the locked patterns in our life, but we must find the right healing method for us. And, you know, not only is healing and releasing important, but also confidence. Confidence within our relationship, confidence within our career, confidence within our daily decisions that we all must make. Because we must physically and spiritually be able to be confident in order to have the stableness in our life that we desire and also that's meant for us to have. There is a method of healing, a method for all of us to be able to gain this fully. And I really want to let all of our listeners know we would love to hear from them and be able to help them to find that method, to help them unlock the patterns in their life that they desire to have and that they're meant to have as well.
You know, I love that you say that because that is a very important part of today's topic. You know, we talk about the energy that we project, but what if the energy that is being projected is not your energy? What
exactly.
What if we're projecting something that is stored, something that we've been holding on to, something that we have not released? So basically, we are drawn to the same energy that we've stored. We do not purposely store energy. It becomes stored at a sensitive moment in our life. Sensitive moments that leave our auras vulnerable and unaware. Therefore, the energy does not become filtered out. It is embraced and duplicated in other relationships. And we can embrace energy even if it is not consciously. And I'm really glad that we're going to be touching on that because so many people who are listening to this might be saying, I've done the work. I've realized the lesson. I've released it. I have forgiven who I need to forgive.
They could also be feeling emotionally I healed, but why am I not moving on? Why does the same pattern reoccur in my life? You know, for the last 6 months, for the last 7 years, whatever it may be, why does it keep reoccurring? Why can't I accomplish or achieve the goals that I desire? Whatever area it may be in somebody's life, but they keep coming across the same pattern and the same obstacles.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love when you talk about confidence, the confidence
yes.
that we need, because sometimes, even though people have gone through the healing, done the forgiving, the confidence can become scarred. That level of confidence in the life steps becomes weak. You know, confidence is kind of like a muscle. If you
yes.
use that muscle and you're extending it and using it, the muscle grows. But when it has been damaged by a particular type of energy and person that we have experienced in our life. Some people who have been involved with people who are narcissistic, people who have experienced relationships where it has been abusive. And, you know, like you said, these are different types of relationships, whether it was a parent, whether it was a lover, whether it was a sibling. It's really important, the point that you bring up, that these relationships can be on such a wide spectrum, such a wide variety. So if that confidence level has been pushed down, suppressed, or damaged in some way, it can draw in the same type of relationship that presents that challenge all over again, even though you have learned the lesson. Sometimes the aura is still drawing in what is familiar, even though the mind and the heart are ready to receive something new, a new kind of love, a healthy love that is supportive to our path of wholeness and well-being. So, we're going to be getting ready to take a break in just a few moments, but before we do, I'd like everybody just to take a few moments and think about what we're saying. I'm going to reflect back on it. It's attracting love into our life and knowing that what we are attracting and not attracting is based upon our spiritual and emotional state of being, wounded, healed, balanced, or unbalanced. That's what it's based on. You know, can you reflect a little bit more, Suzanne, on the confidence? Because confidence, I think no matter where our obstacles are coming from, no matter what it is that we're facing, confidence is the key to accessing our healing ability and believing that we have the ability and knowing what we're hearing and where it's coming from. So if you could just touch a little bit more on the confidence, Suzanne.
Yes. You know, confidence could come from many different areas in our life. You know, like I said in the beginning, we need to have confidence even in our daily decisions that we all must make. Because when we lack this confidence within ourselves, how does it affect us spiritually? How does it affect us physically? Well, confidence all comes back down to the solar plexus chakra. And when we lack confidence within our life, this chakra could become damaged. The chakra can become blocked.
And you know what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to pick back up on where the confidence stores itself, the issues with the confidence, after we come back from break.
Yes.
So we're going to get ready to take a short break, and we'll be right back talking about attracting love into our life.
Okay.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And for more information, visit spirituald.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Well, it is really good to be back.
Yes,
we are we're talking about attracting love into our life. We're talking about providing solutions to the reasons that we are not attracting the desired love that we all desire. And we're also talking about the solution to the reasons that we are attracting certain types of unwanted patterns. And before we went into break, Suzanne was talking about confidence, and we were talking about confidence being very important in being able to know what you're feeling and where it's coming from, because it plays a very important role in the energy that is being projected. So you can go ahead and take it, Suzanne. I love what you're talking about. I love that you're touching on the confidence.
Yes, because people can know, all right, well, I need to release this. I need spiritual help. I need answers. I need solutions. But you know what? There comes a time in all of our place, no matter what journey we're on, no matter our age, that we need to have confidence within, because when we lack that confidence within ourselves, when we lack confidence within a relationship with somebody, what does that create? That creates blockages in the solar plexus chakra, which is our third chakra. This chakra represents confidence. And when this chakra becomes blocked, when this chakra becomes not turning the way it needs to, flowing the way it needs to, what do we experience physically? Low self-esteem, inability to set or maintain boundaries, lack of self-control, depression, anxiety, addiction. And these are all things that people do not have to allow to linger in their life. They can release this. They can put this in their past and not take it on into their future, push it out of their present. They just need the right healing method.
Yes, I agree. And you know, for our listeners who are hearing this today, if you have any questions, you want to call in, ask questions on the air. And for those of you who would like to talk to us privately, you can feel free to call after the show. We can be reached by phone at 312-898-2285, or you can log on to spirituald.com. And there are so many people who are listening who have private, sensitive situations, and you don't want to be discussing them on the air. So you go ahead and call up after the show, and we would be more than glad to talk to you. And I love, Suzanne, that you say we do not have to bring what was in our past into our future, because sometimes our aura is doing just that. You know, I want to recap. Yeah, I want to recap a little bit on that. The mind is saying, I am free. The mind is saying, I remember that that has happened to me, but I am ready to heal. The heart is saying, I'm no longer holding on to that person. I have forgiven the situation, whether it was a hurt, a disappointment, a divorce, a lack of connection, or a disconnection to a parent, whatever it is that has created the experience, the mind and the heart can do the work, but sometimes the aura is the last to catch up, and it's just recording and holding on to the energy that it has received, and it's duplicating it in other relationships. So what is the solution? It's exactly what Suzanne was saying, finding the right method of healing. You know, you can have a room full of people, and let's say there's five people going through the exact same thing. It may not be the exact same method of healing. So what we do with spiritual diagnostics is we take the person in their situation and we diagnose what portion of the spiritual energy of the person's spiritual makeup is holding on to that energy. So in working with someone who is blocked in attracting love, what is done is we look at the aura's past influence that it has been subjected to. Then we see the present condition of the blockage. And if we're working with you by phone, we're receiving that vibration by your voice vibrations. And we're picking up the present condition of that blockage, which chakra, how many are blocked, how deep the block, or is this block not in the chakra? Is it in the aura? What type of block is this? Which portions of the aura are blocked? Or is this a situation that has been passed down through spiritual DNA? And we tailor a specific individual meditation plan for you to start clearing out that past residual. I love the way Suzanne says it. The past does not have to come into the future. So we start clearing out that past residual. Then we start restructuring the present order of the energy system, so that the past is not paving the way for an unwanted pattern in the future. And the past has a tendency to do so, regardless of our evolving and learning. But if you can identify the portion of your spiritual energy that is retaining that unwanted energy, it can definitely be released. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Nobody has to, like I said, allow these difficulties to linger in their life.
Absolutely. And it's great to know that we are not bounded and binded to circumstances. And sometimes, even though our mind knows that, we have to start activating that message of healing and sending that confirmation to our spirit. And you know, that brings me to the aura. It draws on familiarity. Even if the familiarity is negative, it is still comfortable because of the familiar vibration of the circumstance. So let's look at the main keys to attracting love in our life. Number one, I want to say, is loving ourselves. And let's touch on loving ourselves. You know, that comes to, I am worthy. I am worthy of having love. I am worthy of being respected. I am worthy of being embraced. I am worthy of receiving what it is that I give. And then number two, having realistic expectations. And the key expectations to give and receive are respect, patience, and openness. Before I get to the third and the fourth keys, I'd like to say that in order to attract love, we must be just as aware of what it is that we do not want and will not accept as to what it is that we do want and that we do desire.
And that all comes back to, like I was saying earlier on, being able to set those boundaries.
Oh, yes, yes. And, you know, it's the solar plexus has, all of the chakras are very important functions, but that solar plexus is where we get those boundaries from. It's where we have the confidence to know that the boundaries that we are setting are definitely correct and that we are worthy of setting them. So we touched on 1, 2, and 3, becoming aware of what we do not want in a relationship. And like Suzanne said, boundaries. We can't stress that enough.
And self-control. Self-control is an important one.
Oh, absolutely. Self-control. You know, that's where you can access, again, the confidence of taking your life steps. Confidence in life steps, that's balance. And approaching 4 is understand and accept that some people are not worthy of us. You know, so many times we are holding on to a person or a situation that no longer serves our path, our growth.
Yes.
Where we're going, what we're on our way to. And if you have, you know, I find myself laughing. It still goes right back to confidence. If you have the confidence in yourself to know your worth, who you are and where you stand, it'll bring you right back to understanding that there are people who do not have the lessons and the understanding and are not on their way to where you're on your way to, and they're just not worthy of you. So to recap our 4 keys, it's loving ourselves, having realistic expectations, being aware of what we want and don't want, and understanding and accepting some people are not worthy of us.
Yes. And that's truly becoming one with our mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, yes. That oneness. Because don't you find, Suzanne, that sometimes we're just so divided within ourselves?
Yes, all the time. I work with so many people that gone through so many things, I see that one so much.
Yeah. Divided within ourselves and divided on our wants and don't wants. So the thing is, so many people are in unfulfilling relationships. So many people are trying to hold on to a relationship, feeling like the person that they're with may be going in another direction, or that they can't communicate or connect to the relationship that they're already in. And then we have people who say, you know what, it has been years since I've even been in a relationship. I can't even seem to, it's not even about the right relationship or wrong relationship. I just can't seem to be in a relationship. And that is a different type of block. That is when the aura starts treating love as a potential hazard to our well-being. That is where the very thing that we want and desire, due to our pain, due to our past experiences, the aura starts repelling that energy and keeping it out, basically. So the key is finding out, what is it that we have received, experienced, and stored that is stopping us, blocking us, and keeping us stagnant? And for those of you who are listening to this, if you need answers and you need help to open your energy in order to release what no longer serves you, making room for love, peace, happiness, and balance, which is what everyone deserves, there is a solution for you. And it's diagnosing. It's having diagnosed at what point your aura has become vulnerable and unaware of what it's storing.
Our break time, you know, break time's coming up. So we're gonna go back and talk about this.
Absolutely. And some of you who are listening to this, you might not want to call in on the air, feel free to call in after the show.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And for more information, visit spirituald.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back, and it is so good to be back talking about attracting love into our lives. We're discussing at what point we are attracting love from, at what point of our spiritual and emotional health, be it balanced, unbalanced, wounded, or healed. And I wanted to go over a few points of reference that we need to recognize and touch base on in order to start a spiritual release program for those of you who are having a difficult area, a difficult point in your life and in your energy field of drawing in this type of relationship, a healthy, loving relationship. It's identifying the frequency and origin of attraction. So it's what is being stored. What does the invitation say that you are sending out to the universe? What portion of self are you operating from? Abandoned, rejected, wounded, others' energy, healed, discovered, or balanced? And then three is locate where it is being stored. In the aura, the spiritual DNA, the chakras, or compartmentalized subconscious. So when we identify, when we diagnose the source of locked energy, and what attracts and what is attracting what it is that you want or don't want, and what is causing the repelling factor in your aura, we are finding out what portion of yourself you're operating from, and we locate where it's being stored. And Suzanne, you're a little more qualified to talk about that storage space. You've been doing a huge workshop on that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that abandoned, rejected,
yes,
and wounded vibration?
Yes, because, you know, I came across a lot of people, you know, and sometimes we all don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. We know that we feel that low self-esteem. We know we have the inability to set boundaries. We know we lack self-control. We know that we're feeling depressed or having anxiety, not, you know, just not being able to move forward in that path that we plan to move forward in. But we don't know why. You know, our life was fine and, you know, nothing really negative recently happened. So why is things not moving forward? Well, this lack of confidence in these type of situations can store their self in our aura from very early on, and even from early childhood. And that could come from not being listened to and also not being answered. Okay.
Oh, can you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but could you go back to that? You're talking about when you're a child.
Yes.
Feeling like you're not being heard
or answered, because I have witnessed that before of people that became spiritually blocked were carrying patterns in their aura that they didn't want to. And that's where it was coming from childhood.
So some of us might be thinking that I'm damaged because of this horrible divorce I went through, or I'm drawing in the same type of negative pattern because of what a boyfriend, husband, or wife, or girlfriend put me through. And sometimes it can be going back to the most early vulnerability of our life,
exactly,
being in childhood. And that's where that rejected, wounded comes in.
Yes. And, you know, not being heard or not being answered is two things that affect our aura in our chakras, very much so, especially at a young child, especially in childhood. Everything is sensitive, our minds, our emotions, our feelings, our aura as well, our spiritual energy is very sensitive and very easily to become damaged or just holding on to those patterns of rejection. And also, what else creates these unwanted patterns in our life that I really want my listeners today to understand, and I want to shed some light on it, is being taken out of our comfort zone and being thrown, feeling like we were thrown into the situation that we never seen coming.
Oh, yes. That can be devastating, you know?
Taken from spiritual blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being pulled out of our comfort zone.
Yes. It doesn't always have to necessarily be being pulled out of our comfort zone. Things not going according to plan. Us being so confident that this is the way it is, this is the way things are going, and then having a negative surprise laying for us in our future that we have to face. That creates spiritual blocks too. But one thing that I want, again, to let my listeners know today, we would love to hear from you, because you don't have to hold on to this. There is a method and a solution for you.
Absolutely. And you know, when you say being pulled out of the comfort zone, you feeling that something is going to go a certain way. So basically, it's building your life according to a certain map or plan, and then realizing that's not where you wound up. You wound up not only in a different area, it's one that you are very uncomfortable in and that your spirit is rejecting. And that in itself is a form of carrying an energy of confusion. It's feeling lost. And you know, another one is carrying the energy of someone else. Some people that I have worked with have been in relationships where they've wanted so much to help somebody, so much to take somebody from where they're at and bring them to another level, that they actually took on that person's karma. They've taken on that person's karmic path and that person's lessons. And in doing so, it's like they're going through that person's issues. And sometimes it's not always in a love relationship. It's like you said earlier, it could be a parent not allowing their child to go through their lesson and constantly paving the way for them. It could be a situation of it was a love relationship and this person, you've taken on somewhat of a parental role and you're absorbing that person's energy. So when you are carrying this energy, whether it belongs to you or someone else, you're drawing in a love relationship that emulates that lesson and that experience.
Yes. And we have a few moments till break, so we're definitely going to get back to this.
Okay. Yes. And I want everybody to know who is listening. For those of you who do not want to call in and you just want to have a private conversation, give us a call at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. And for anyone who is listening, after the show, we are going to be doing a reading, a diagnostic reading for our listeners, and it is complimentary. So if you have any questions regarding your aura, regarding your energy, and why it is that you're attracting or not attracting a certain vibration of love and relationships in your life, feel free to give us a call and we will spend some time with you talking and identifying toward what you have received, what you are holding, and what it is that you're not making room for, consciously or unconsciously. And I'd like to touch a little bit more on the spiritual DNA. You know, sometimes the vibrational frequency that we've witnessed between our parents' relationship is stored into our spiritual space. And we start storing that and holding that. It can even be in the way that our parents were feeling at the time that we were conceived, whether it was confused, whether it was unbalanced in a certain area of life, those energies start becoming projected. So we can be drawing in relationships that are like our parents' relationships. And for those of us who have experienced a wonderful environment and said, I want that type of relationship, that's great. But there are some people who have witnessed relationship or lack of in connection to their parents and say, I don't want a relationship. I do not want a relationship that follows this pattern. I want something different. But the very thing that was not wanted is the very thing that's being drawn in. So we're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about attracting love into our life, providing solutions to the reasons that we attract and do not attract on the level that we are at. Thank you so much for listening.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rally has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that thrives. Whether you want to increase your business's success or create a more engaged, unified workforce, Claudette can help. We cannot thrive in a toxic environment. Learn how to create change with cultural brilliance and Claudette Rally. To learn more or to work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRally.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And for more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back, and it is awesome to be back.
Yes, it is.
You know, I have a question here. I was getting ready to go back a little bit more into the points of reference, but the universe draws people, places, and situations together perfectly. And this question that came in, it actually touches absolutely everything that we're talking about. And I would like to go over this question on the air. It is from, I'll just say, A. I don't know if saying the name on the air is okay. So to honor this person's privacy, I'm going to say A. And it says, hello, my question is, I have worked on my past issues for a long time and have made peace within myself and have a better understanding as to why things happen to us and why I do not dwell on things anymore. However, there are times I may go back and talk about things, and I do get teary-eyed. Can we be healed, yet still have reactions from events as well? That question is absolutely perfect. The answer to that is, let's go to the end of it. Can we be healed and still have reactions from events as well? Yes, absolutely. What can happen is, Eve, that's what we were talking about in the show. That is where you've done the work, you've gone through the healing, you have released what it is that needs to be released, but you're still having reactions. That's because the aura has stored the trauma response. You know, it's like a storm. When that storm is over, there can still be damage. There can still be damage that needs to be picked up and put back. So we can still be drawing in from the point of the situation that we've learned and healed. I hope that answers the questions. So the reaction from the event can sometimes recreate or mimic the situation that we've released. So not only does the healing need to happen in order to clear the situation, it's the residual. The residual needs to be cleared for the spirit and the aura to receive the message that the situation is healed. Sometimes the healing has taken place, but sometimes the spirit and the aura is not in complete agreeance of what it has learned. You know, the best example I can give is like when you already know something, but sometimes you need a confirmation of it. Sometimes your aura and your spirit needs the confirmation of what it is that you have learned. In clearing residual, you can stop the reaction from the event. But it's very important to identify where that residual is coming from and why it is being stored. I hope that answers the question. We have a few minutes left, maybe 3 minutes left. Is there anything you're picking up about that, Suzanne? Do you want me to read it again?
You know, when you said it to me, I was picking up, Carol, the same vibrations that you were picking up. And to the person that asked the question, you know, I want to invite them if they would need a deeper look, if they need extra clarity or insight on the subject, they are more than welcome to call privately and to get a deeper look on that. Because, you know, there's a time where we all must find a place inside ourselves where nothing is impossible. And sometimes it just has to be by finding the right meditation that suits our needs.
Absolutely. So if you're out there and you're listening, feel free to give us a call at 312-898-2285 after the show. And we look forward to touching base with you on a more personal level about your matter. But yes, we can be healed and still have reactions from that event. The answer to the question is yes. So in closing, I would just like to put together a little bit of information of what we've talked about. It's attracting love into our life. And from the direction, the spiritual emotional portion of ourself, of where and how we are attracting it. For those of you who have listened to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have questions and need answers and solutions, feel free to call 312-898-2285 or log on to spiritualdeed.com. We're sending you light, love, and blessings.
Blessings.
And thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful journey.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spiritualdeed.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.